Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to GoldRadio.fm, podcasting in 0.99995. I'm Jim Goddard.
My guest is Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. Welcome back to GoldRadio.fm.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good to be back. As usual, we're in the quickening.
The latest issue of the Hat Trick Letter is out. What's in it, and how can people subscribe to read it?
Well, it just got posted today. I was hoping to get it posted yesterday, still in May, but a slight delay, but not a big deal. And it has now been posted. I'm very excited about it. I got a little bit different look this month, but the way to find it is to go to golden-jackass.com. That's www.golden-jackass.com. And there's a subscribe button in yellow right in the middle. Just had my, in April, had my 18-year anniversary. So this is the longest running job I have ever had in my life. It's also the most stressful, difficult, nebulous, confusing, but I'm doing my best, and I think I'm doing, from all accounts, I'm doing rather well. This month was just posted. I did something a little different, a higher level look about the decline of the Republic, the great global conspiracy, which is basically to make domestic cattle out of the human species. And I'm not speaking loosely. I believe that the 5G controls are not for super cities. They're for cyborg creation of the human species. So don't take the vaccine unless you want more than a 50-50 chance of committing suicide. I personally have one, I believe, a death very close to me. A woman friend was afraid that the government was going to take away her children, so she took the vaccine, even though it wasn't required yet. And she's been missing for several months, trying to get a hold of... Anyway, I think I've got another death. It's very sad what's happening because the medical profession has been absolutely corrupted. Talk about science being corrupted. The medical sector has been turned into killing machines. The COVID protocol is to kill. It is not to fix. It is not to heal. It is not to remedy. Anyway, I've got a chapter on the decline of the Republic, on where we're heading. A chapter on the global conspiracy to turn the human species into domesticated cattle. I believe we're in the final phase of the deadly vaccine. And we're also in the final phase of the king dollar. And what's emerging, Jim, is the BRICS. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, not Saudi, but South Africa. Well, they're courting the Saudis, they're courting the Argentinians, Argentina, and I believe the BRICS, with the SCO umbrella of security and culture, etc., but BRICS with SCO is going to merge with the Belt and Road and the Eurasian, and create the Eurasian Trade Zone. So there's a lot going on. We've got numerous things very high level in transition, Jim, and it's getting a bit scary. We've got the Republic of the United States in transition. I got more to say about that. We've got the vaccine in transition, and we've got the dollar in transition, and all the criminality associated with the three is by the same group of globalist genocide fraud kings. I often call them the Uber Lords, the bankster Uber Lords, but they're getting now exposed for genocide. It's getting very dicey.
Is the U.S. dollar in trouble?
Well, yeah, it's in the phase out. In fact, let me make a statement that it's really not so bold anymore. It might have been bold 2 or 3 months ago, but Ukraine was provoked. There was a response by Russia that was provoked by NATO inviting Ukraine to become a member by placing missiles in Ukraine and by committing genocide against the Russian-speaking members of Ukraine in the eastern province of, it's the Donbass. It's Luhansk and Donetsk. But Ukraine was provoked. Here's the statement. Ukraine was provoked in order to blame the collapse of the dollar. Let me say the failure of the dollar. The sunset and failure of the dollar and the collapse of the Western banks. Those two big events, the breakdown of the dollar and the bust of the banks, we're now trying to blame Russia. And it's not going to work. What they're trying to do is it's like a pincer movement to force Russia into defaulting on their loans. And Russia will not do so. Russia is doing their dead level best, despite the lack of access to various channels for dollar payments like SWIFT. Okay, imagine you've got a group of people, in one in particular, and they're late. They're almost late on their mortgage. And then you close down their bank account. You close down their access to their funds. You freeze their oldest son's bank accounts. And then you say, well, why don't you just default? They're not doing that. If that were being done in the United States, a lot of people would cry foul. You can't do that. Person's trying to make payment on the mortgage. Well, Russia's doing their workarounds to pay their bond obligations, and they're not going to default. And they're basically telling the Americans, you're bankrupt, you're going to have to declare a default on your own bonds, and it's not Russia's fault. I mean, it's not Russia's fault that we have a union for railroads that went on strike so that fertilizer cannot be delivered. It's not Russia's fault that the largest poultry egg producing plant in the United States was blown up 2 days ago. I'm not sure what state, but it was blown up. It's not Russia's fault that 15 different food processing plants have been burned to the ground. It's not Russia's fault that grain co-ops refused to sell the August crop so that farmers can get seeds to plant. It's not Russia's fault that we've got a porous border in Texas and a million people are flowing through there a month. Okay, so we've got our problems. Russia did not shut down the colonial pipeline. The Rockefellers did. We got sabotaged in the United States, and it's not Russia's fault. And we're trying to blame Russia while our own elites sabotage the United States. It's just not going to work. So we're heading toward some sort of a banking crisis, a bond default for the United States, skyrocket inflation, riots where people cannot find food. I honestly think they're trying to create food riots so they can declare martial law in the United States, maybe Canada also. But, you know, if we declare martial law, that might possibly get rid of the Biden show and the Trudeau show.
The Bank of Canada just raised the bank rate 50 basis points. Is the Fed likely to do the same in 2 weeks?
Well, they're likely to, but I believe this is basically putting a group of grenades on the hull of a ship and hoping for the best. This is, you could say scuttle, you could say sabotage, you could say incompetence, you could say they're backed into the corner and they're swallowing hemlock, but we've got an absolute mountain of debt and we've got a tremendous dependence on these near zero rates. So if they start raising rates and saying we got to move toward normalcy, well, sorry, but there's nothing normal in the last 5 years here. So you can't pursue normalcy if the debt load and the derivative structures and all the interwoven systems like stocks are all dependent on near 0%. And I realize that we're near 20% for price inflation, and a normal rate would be like 15 to 18 or 20%, but we can't even afford a 5% interest rate. What they're going to do is create a gigantic problem in the stock market and in the foreign-held bonds, because they're going to abandon ship. The Fed is likely to do the same and have the same results, a disaster, a financial crisis. But this could be planned, and they'll blame it on Russia. You know, I've actually had reports from a number of friends and a number of clients that the woke crowd, I hate that word, but the normies, the normal people, the people who buy all the shit and swallow it whole, the normies are starting to make fun of how we're blaming everything on Russia, and they see it as a domestic issue and not a Russian foreign issue. So the public is starting to abandon their support for the system run by the Biden show and Pudgy Trudeau, which is what I call the other Trudeau, the double. I don't know where they found this guy, but suddenly he had like 8 to 10 kilos more with a fat face. I don't know why he's permitted on the parliament floor in Ottawa, because it ain't Trudeau. So you guys in Canada, you're in very deep shit, but you're allowing a fake Trudeau to talk in the parliament. And in the United States, we're allowing a fake Biden to talk in the fake White House and give fake executive orders. And it's just a laughing stock that history will mark down as one of the most ridiculous, scornful, absurd eras in our history.
Is inflation continuing to explode higher?
I think it's going to get worse, even though it's really quite bad right now. And here's why. Okay, right now we've got higher prices based upon a crisis of shortage and supply. Next, we're going to start to see the effect of a declining currency or the declining purchasing power of a currency. It's going to happen to the dollar, and whatever happens to, as I say, to us will happen to you. We've really not seen the effect of monetary inflation. What we've seen is the effect of interruption to supply. And, you know, anyone who has any knowledge at all about economics knows that demand and supply must meet. But demand is at work, and so is supply. And right now, we've been interfering with supply. Pretty soon, we're going to be seeing the effect of easy money. And if we get some derivative breakdowns in the big banks like Bank of America, that's my number one candidate still, because I heard that 2 months ago it entered bankruptcy, but they refused to allow the people to be told. They're going to, you know, patch it over. But that means trillion-dollar patches on a regular basis. So prices are going to get higher. Prices are going higher, yes. We're exploding the poultry farms and egg factories, so price of eggs is probably going to double or triple from here, and then there won't be any, and there won't be any chicken meat. And what I'm concerned about is smaller independent countries might be asked to export their food to the United States. and create a food problem where there was none.
Well, Sri Lanka has food and fuel riots right now. Are they the tip of the iceberg? Are we going to see this happen more and more around the world?
Yeah, I call it just an example. What happened in Sri Lanka is probably going to happen in a dozen other countries in the next few months.
Are inflation and interest rate hikes having an effect on real estate?
You have to define inflation. Mm-hmm. I believe that the artificially low interest rates are having a big effect on real estate. It's gone higher than I expected. But at the same time, there's a lot of easy money. And at the same time, there are a lot of other broken alternatives. What people normally and typically and usually would have gone into for investment is gold and silver. But they're being held down. They're being suppressed. Tremendous corruption, price suppression, the exchange, what do you call it? Exchange for physical? Exchange for physical? They corrupted the delivery to cover up the naked shorting. Okay, so gold and silver have been pushed aside as legitimate inflation hedges, and now people are marching into real estate, and I think they're going to get burned. We're seeing a continuation in the real estate market, and I don't think it's going to last for very long. They're going to get burned. What they should do is find gold and silver, wait for gold and silver, or buy Sprott PHYS or PSLV for gold and silver, and let Sprott go find the gold and silver. Let Sprott funds source the metal. Don't go to a dangerous alternative like real estate. Go to the main inflation hedge of gold and silver and let Sprott do the sourcing.
Could the stock markets be in for a summer rally?
Who gives a shit?
Would a weaker U.S. dollar be good for the stock market and gold?
It should be good for gold, but gold is a controlled, suppressed, imprisoned market, and the stock market is basically a slave to funny money and narco money. So the weaker dollar is going to cause price inflation, but, you know, a weaker dollar, I ask people, what do you mean by that? And usually they have an impossible time trying to define a weaker dollar. Most people think, well, a weaker dollar is just a lower dollar index. Well, that means a stronger euro, because the euro is like 50% of that dollar index. So a weaker dollar, does that mean that the British pound, the euro, and the yen, they all go up? Well, they have problems too. What's happening is we have all of the Forex currencies in trouble, and we have gold not in the doghouse. It's in a prison cell with the key thrown in the river. The weaker dollar is not going to be good for anything, not stocks, and it eventually will force the gold price to explode when the weaker dollar causes a bank crisis. I mean bank failures. It's coming. And it could have already started with Bank of America. I was told that it entered bankruptcy in the month of March.
Are there pros and cons to a new digital currency with gold backing?
Most of them are pros because it eliminates the Wall Street control of money. It eliminates central bank franchises for creating money by the bankers to force debt slavery. Okay, let me give you an example. Joe Blow is in trouble and he wants to mortgage his home, and he might get laid off in the coming months for some COVID conspiracy bullshit. So he borrows money. Well, where did the bank get the money? Well, they make it out of thin air. They got it from the Federal Reserve. I once asked my father, can you define money? And he said, it's what the government says it is, which is not really correct. That's the aberration after the Keynesian era. The new dollar, the new currency, it could be like, the digital dollar, the United States digital coin, a central bank digital coin with a dollar denomination or flavor to it, those are going to be legitimate if they have a gold backing. But don't assume that the digital currencies coming are all going to have a gold backing. I believe that they're going to have a gold backing, Jim, if they come from Russia, China, Iran, and the East. And they will not have a true gold backing if they come from the United States, England, or Switzerland. What I'm trying to say is the new digital currencies are going to be more of the same fraudulent, phony, baseless type coming from the West. Coming from the East, they're going to be legitimate. And that is going to cause a tremendous problem to accelerate and exacerbate the problem that we have right now. Are there cons? Yeah, there are cons. But the cons are in the transition from getting the control of money out of corrupt banker Davos criminals, get the control out of their hands. The cons are in the transition because the Western bankers won't permit it. They won't permit it because they can't have maintained control. So they're delaying while the house is on fire.
Are food shortages being implemented by design?
Well, yeah. We got sabotage of the fertilizer from the Canadian rail. We got a complete shutoff from, what's the name of the little country in the former Soviet Republic? It's a neighbor of Ukraine. I think it's Belarus. Belarus, I think. They're a major potash producer, and that's all cut off.
Belarus.
Yeah. You've had a ship that was coming from Ukraine on the Black Sea, and it was sunk by NATO. You've got, I mean, golly, how many arguments do you need to hear? You got arson in like 20 different food processing plants. You had 23 million chicken killed in a single week, a month ago. You had the largest U.S.-based poultry plant blown up two nights ago. Why aren't those national security issues with our government taking over the scene, forensic analysis, arrest the people who are responsible? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're Langley. Our own security is doing it. I'll give you 20-1 odds that Langley is involved with the burning and sabotage of the food industry. We had a derailment in Canada of a fertilizer train. Why wasn't it a train of cars? Or a train of coal? Or a train of lumber? Or a train of who the heck knows? It was a train of fertilizer. Well, golly, looks like fertilizer is an endangered species.
What's the latest on Russia-Ukraine?
How high is up? You have to be more specific on that. You want me to just
do you think that war? Do you think that war is near an end?
The war is. I thought it was near an end 2 months ago, but then NATO decided to send in NATO troops and change their uniforms into Ukraine military uniforms, which is not exactly legal internationally, but law has no place anymore. NATO has vowed to continue the war, but they're going to have to do it without the Azov militia, the Nazis, the native Ukrainian militia of Azov Nazis, because they're pretty much wiped out. I've been getting a rundown, and around 15 to 18,000 Azovs were killed in the last month, and the remainder are now just north of Mariupol, which is on a far eastern southern corner of Ukraine. An entire band has been created, like a demilitarized zone. If you fly over it, you get wiped out. In order to prevent Odessa from being reinforced. And something very interesting has happened in Ukraine that I think is going to turn the tide. It was about a week ago or a little more that the Ukraine military generals told Zelensky, don't do that. And what Zelensky had ordered was an invasion of Snake Island during the May Day celebrations in Russia. And I thought it was May 1st, but my source told me it was May 8th. May 8th, as in 8, 9, 10. And the military generals told Zelensky, don't give that order. But he did give that order. And they lost dozens of helicopters, I think about a dozen aircraft. They lost about 30 very special attack drone aircraft. And they lost quite a few men, but I couldn't get an actual report on how many soldiers were killed. And it was an absolute... absolute and total disaster, exactly as the generals said. They said, don't do this. It'll be a disaster. But Zelensky ordered it. Now I think what's going to happen is the Ukraine military is going to conduct a coup, and the coup will be to remove Zelensky. And that might turn the war in some respect. I'm not sure how. It depends on whether the replacement is more radical or more moderate. And I don't know which. There's a lot going on in Ukraine right now still. Kiev has been cut off of supplies. I mean, like food and hardware and you name it. Car parts and you name it. The electricity has been largely cut off, not completely, but wherever the Ukraine military was using supply routes from their western border, like at Poland, into the field of battle, into the far eastern corner of Ukraine, wherever they were using the trains, those trains no longer have electricity because Russia blew up their power plants. Russia is not killing the nation. Russia is killing their ability to wage war. They're knocking out aircraft. They're knocking down drones. They're knocking out electric power plants that supply the trains for supplying munitions, you know, war material. But you're still having some decent supply coming through Poland. Poland's been on the wrong side of every war the last two centuries. So this is no different. I really question, you know, the brain stems of the Polish leaders, but I do believe that they're under control, under threat, and you know, maybe some pretty good NATO heroin-based income, bribery. Okay, Ukraine is a mess. What I'm hearing now is that there's really not much left of the Azovs, and the Ukraine military is surrendering in very large numbers. So if your most radical Nazi militia is almost eradicated, I got a rough number of like 80% eradicated, maybe a little more. And the military is not the standard Ukraine military, which is loaded with mercenaries. Putin announced that he had 150 dead American mercenaries. He told the Americans in a Trump conversation. If the Ukraine military is running out of men, running out of ammunition, and running out of supplies that include food, then they're going to surrender. And what I heard was that the remaining Azovs came out of underground tunnel systems, like below a steel fabricator, steel plant, steel mill. They came out of the tunnels thinking they were going to go to some kind of a camp, but instead they were ordered immediately to surrender or be shot. And when they're surrendering, they're not shot only if they produce like 100 children, because they're using the children as shields. This is an abominable situation, and not a damn thing in the Western press is even remotely correct or true. I say that the Western press is between 150 and 180 degrees wrong on everything regarding Ukraine. The British and French mercenaries are regarding Ukraine as a sacred war. Well, yeah, it's sacred if you want to preserve their narcotics business.
We'll have more with Jim Willie right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
You're listening to GoldRadio.fm. Available online at HowStreet.com, TalkDigitalNetwork.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Jim Willie. The World Economic Forum just met in Davos, Switzerland. What are you hearing about it?
Well, there was a report that Bourla, CEO of Pfizer, had boasted that they were well on the way of killing 50% of humanity, and that's their goal. And then it was reported that part of the video was dubbed. And I don't know whether it was dubbed because he was speaking a foreign language. I don't know if it was dubbed because the sound quality was horrible. I don't know if it was dubbed just to make a greater point more succinct. Maybe it was false, maybe it was not, but the WHO in Davos had a very unusual, I don't ever remember them having a conference together, and I believe the conference, Jim, was because they're about to lose the war in Ukraine and control over the Western governments. I believe that they met as an emergency because they were about to have a collapse of their Western control. And Ben Fulford reported, and you know, I'm not going to say it's false. I'm not going to say, I can back it up. I'm struggling to confirm what Ben Fulford said, that the whole conference backfired on them because a lot of the WHO executives were arrested. And if they're arrested, they're arrested for crimes against humanity and genocide. And I've heard nothing since that, in 2 days. That's not a lot of time, but I did not hear that the Davos heads were arrested. I heard that it was the WHO, the World Harm Organization. I'm sorry, the World Health Organization, or the World Whore Organization, if you want to misspell whore. Oh, harlot, the World Harlot Association, organization, sorry. Trying to be funny here, but it's not very funny matter. It would be nice. I made a suggestion. I think it fell on deaf ears, or maybe nobody heard it because I'm nobody. But I made a suggestion that they hit the Davos WHO meeting with a neutron bomb. Eradicate the people and take over the building, clean out the bodies later, and then there's no more WHO executive staff, there's no more Davos cabal crew, and we can get on with humanity. Let the train roll. This is a very difficult situation because the Swiss government apparently went back on a deal that they made about 6 to 10 months ago where they pledged not to protect the Davos crowd. The Davos is the World Economic Forum. It's a bunch of people who are mostly bankers, economists, and, you know, multi-billionaires who have control over Western governments and groom leaders like Macron and Trudeau and a few others. Okay, so the Swiss government made a deal 10 months ago or so that they would not protect the Davos WEF executives. I call it the crew. You know, the gangsters. The Davos gangsters. But that's exactly what happened at the Davos WHO conference. They were hired security by the Swiss government. Now, they could rationalize and say, well, they just don't want the place to turn into a war zone. Yeah, but they blocked a couple of Western journalists from entry. Okay, well, that's not a smart thing to do. That's not a fair thing to do. Don't you want press coverage for the people who are trying to kill half humanity? Okay, this is a very difficult situation. I think the Swiss government is going to be in trouble now for having offered protection for the WHO Davos conference. I heard that it ended badly. I heard that some of the people got out of control and boasting, and I hope they all fell on their swords. But these guys continue. And even though there were reports that Klaus Schwab was killed, apparently he's back, and there are a lot of reports, a lot of rumors that an avatar has replaced the head of Davos, the World Economic Forum. I mean, this is getting bizarre. Now, for those who don't know what an avatar is, it's a remote-controlled person, like Avatar the movie in 2010, predictive programming. We were told about the technology. I read about the technology. I read about how Stanford engineers were doing a tremendous job pushing the science so that animation could have facial expressions change based on the speech and the emotional reactions during speech. And that was now integrated into movies with animation. Oh my goodness. So they're not only recording the voice. Okay, let's suppose someone like, who's a good, innocent type? Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is the dubbed voice of some prince in a cartoon animated movie. Well, they don't just record his voice. They have recordings on the movement of his mouth and face, like little, you know, taped on, monitors with wires on his cheekbone, to the side of his mouth, the upper part of his chin, and that all aids in the animation that they produce by computer of a figure who's using Harrison Ford's voice. They're getting the face to move with the voice and the speech flow. Okay. If they do that for the speech, they do that for the movement of arms and legs. That's the point of an avatar. When some of these really evil high-level figures are being arrested and killed, they suddenly show up again. Wait a minute. I thought he's in prison in Argentina. What the hell? Okay, this is what's going on right now. It's to continue the movement. And the movement is the medical new world order and killing half of humanity. It's actually to kill more than half, but I don't like shocking people.
What's the latest you're hearing on the experimental injections?
Well, they're being recognized as killers. They're two big phenomena that I'm noticing now. One is what's being called, it's given a name now, turbo cancer. People are developing turbo cancer after they get the messenger RNA, mRNA type injection, the gene therapy. I love that name, gene therapy. Well, does that mean it's good? No, it's therapy in a negative sense. What's happening is that I brought it up, gene therapy. Okay, the deadly vaccine, which is not a vaccine, the deadly gene therapy, which is not therapy, the deadly messenger RNA injection is turning off the immune system and allowing cancer. The way I had it described to me by a person with really good scientific medical experience was, what they're seeing is 7 years of cancer progression in 1 month. Just radical metastasis spreading and growth in 1 month. That's one of the effects. The other effect that I'm hearing about is the recognition of vax-produced, vax-induced AIDS. I got into a very interesting discussion with a woman who was at the cash register when I bought an article of clothing. They had the bullshit COVID protocol taped to the cash register, and I thought, well, this would be a good conversation, a good opportunity. So I asked the woman if she knew anything about COVID beside what she saw on the television. She said no. And I said, so you don't know that it's to kill? She said, no, I've had two injections. And I said, well, good luck. I hope you make it to Christmas. And I thought I was going to get kicked out. But instead, the manager of the store walked over, a bilingual fellow, who said to me, I've been telling them the same thing. Where are you from? Where are you from, gringo? And I said, I'm from Boston, but I've been here a number of years. And he said, yes, yes, the vaccine is no good. It's no good. I tell them, don't take it. And they take it. I said, yeah, well, you know, they want to kill themselves. It's their decision. And this woman behind the cash register, her eyes are bulging by now. And I just thought, well, you know, I could be cruel or I could walk away. So I decided to do something in the middle. I said, I wish you luck. I hope you didn't get the deadly vaccine. If you haven't had any symptoms in the last 2 or 3 months, you're probably okay. But good luck. Good luck. And don't take the boosters, because that's to make sure they kill you. And she said, oh, my goodness. Oh, por Dios, por Dios. Oh, my God. There's wider recognition now that it's not a healthy thing to do for your body and immune system. What's left is the dumbest in the crowd. I've been saying that it's pretty much a Darwin test of ignorance, stupidity, confidence in the authorities, and willingness to be obedient without full assurance of what they're obeying. So this is a Darwin culling, and we're removing the dumbest people from our population. But there's still a lot of people who are not dumb, Jim, who thought, well, you know, a perfect example, one of my clients, his wife took the injections because she's a ranking nurse in a hospital. And I said, well, so the requirement to keep her job is to have a 50% roulette bullet to the head? And he said, I guess so, Jim, I guess so. And now she's sick. She's sick. I mean, come on. Okay, people who are resigning are doing the right thing, but they're running out of money. What I'm afraid is what's coming next, Jim, is a food shortage where you can get the food if you take an injection. That's what I am afraid is coming next.
Is the die-off picking up steam?
You know, I really don't have any evidence that it is, but I'm told that it's bound to. And I tell the people who tell me that, well, if it's bound to, well, where's the evidence that it is? I realize that, you know, if you keep on loading more and more pounds onto a pack horse, that it'll eventually falter. But where's the faltering? And they say, I don't know, it's going to come in the next few months. There are a lot of people who think that we're going to lose like 80 million Americans before Christmas. And I say, well, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. I think that we had a lot more placebos out there than people are aware. Even the analysts are aware. One of the most alarming things that I find regarding the vaccine by the white hat camp, by the camp of good analysts, by the camp of good soldiers, by the camp of honest doctors with integrity, is they don't seem to mention much or have awareness of the placebos. I've got a friend, and he said, Jim, if the placebos were not at work, I'd be seeing a lot more dead, because I know a lot of people who took the vaccine, and they don't have any symptoms at all, none at all. And then he's got this guy has a stepmother, kind of a mother-in-law, and she's got growths on her neck. And her best friend has got like a crippled smile, only part of her face works anymore. But her doctor said it's not related to the vaccine, so she's continuing to get that wonderful protection by boosters. If she's not dead in a year, I'll be amazed. These people are idiots. They're not able to do critical thinking or critical examination or even research to find out what is in this Pfizer injection. It's there for all to see. It's got lots of carcinogens and poisons. It's all there to see. I started looking at it in March of 2020. What's in this damn thing? March of 2020. Oh, call me ridiculous, but I like to see what's in it.
What are you hearing about the shooting in the Texas school?
Another staged incident. I don't know much about this incident or the Buffalo incident, but every piece of information I get, despite how little that is suspicious. Not the information suspicious, but what it's saying is it raises suspicion regarding the event. Like there were two different parents, two sets of parents claiming that their child was of a certain name. You know, they messed up. I have a theory, and I'm waiting for more evidence to let it sort out, but I believe the White Hats got some infiltration into the staged Texas violent event, and they caused some screw-ups in the orchestrated flow of events. I mean, you could go to the Batman event in Aurora, Colorado about 5 or 6 years ago, Boston Marathon, the gay bar in Miami, Metro Miami, Florida. You can go one after the other after the other after the other, even the Las Vegas shooting, and dig down, drill down, get more information, and you find very suspicious forensic points. This is no different. You know, they're trying to do a distraction in the news for Buffalo and Texas, so your attention is drawn away from blowing up the biggest poultry factory in the United States. So your attention is directed away from Ukraine, which is going so badly that the Washington Post even ran a story with the blessing by owner Jeff Bezos of Amazon. The story went that Ukraine is not going as well as the press is saying. So it looks like Jeff Bezos might have jumped to the White Alliance side, and if he has, he could probably bring some pretty interesting evidence for some of the evildoers. It's going to get very dicey. Okay, so for the shooting, add one more to a long list of staged and orchestrated violent events, which, you know, on their face seem to be inducements to remove the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And good luck with that in the red states, especially out west.
Trudeau's trying to disarm Canadians. Is that what a dictator would do to stop people from rising up when they finally open their eyes to the genocide?
Yeah. I don't know why you allow this pudgy Trudeau fake to issue orders or produce and propose legislation. I mean, guy, if a guy just walked in off the street and didn't resemble Trudeau at all, would the people rise up? Okay, this guy looks like maybe a cousin of Trudeau with a fatter face. Why is he allowed inside the parliament? You wouldn't allow me going inside the parliament pretending to be Trudeau. Why are you allowing this guy?
White hats or black hats? Who's winning?
The white hats. Very definitely. But it's not simple. You know, imagine you've got a group of people who are surrounded, and they've got dead man switches. They've got live switches, and they got dead man switches. And as they fall, and even while they're even, you know, congregating and talking, they're blowing up our world. And if they're killed, they might launch, say, a nuclear device on a city. It could be Calgary. It could be St. Louis. It could be any city. So, yeah, we're winning. My concern is, what's going to happen if we take them down? I believe this food crisis is Davos's going away present for when we kill them. So, we won. Can we put food on the table?
What needs to be done to save the U.S. and Canada?
A radical move toward emergency broadcast to educate the people. Do it in three stages. The first stage would be about, say, the election fraud. The second stage would be, say, the narcotics involvement of our government and leaders, especially Langley. And the third would be about child trafficking and adrenochrome, you know, blood harvesting. They got to do the emergency broadcast. You have to let the people know what's going on in the country. You have to let them know about the treason within the U.S. government that Obama installed in the deep state, which is... When people hear deep state, all they need to hear is second and third level of government that's not elected. I'll give you an example. Undersecretary of State, Assistant Director for the Department of Treasury. They're not elected. It's the cabinet top post that's appointed, and all the rest get things done. Well, the deep state has made sure that nothing gets done. Okay, to save the nation, we need to do mass arrests. Right now, I am told, it's at least on Real Raw News, and I tend to believe that with like an 85-90% confidence level. There's a feud going on with some of the top American generals. They want orders to be given to arrest on a mass scale that includes half of the Congress. They don't want any more cherry picking, even if it's cherry picking 8 or 10 a month. They want 500 arrested right away. Get this over with. Get this moving. The trouble is that the Chinese, on their floating ships of container vessels, have many nuclear devices and missiles pointing at American Western cities. And I'm told that they've got more than that. It's not just Western cities that are being threatened. So they're saying directly, if you remove Biden, we're going to launch a few missiles on American cities. We're going to wipe out, say, three American cities. I don't know which ones they are. I don't even know what the reach is, but I think it's a couple thousand miles. Maybe it's only 500, maybe only 800 miles. Okay, but if they're on the West Coast, there are a lot of potential targets. So, the United States is not removing Biden. They're actually saying, we want to get to the November election. These are the white hats talking. We want to get to the November elections so that we can push out of office a lot of these Marxist liberal Democrats. But we don't have that amount of time. We don't have 5 months. We don't have 5 months. And that's what I think the generals are realizing now. We have more like 2 or 3 months. Let's get this thing moving. I've got a solution. You take those Chinese container vessels and you send them to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. And if there are children on board, then they are casualties of war. And I know that sounds heartless, but do your dead level best to rescue the children first. And if it doesn't work, or you determine that they're already dead by dehydration, you sink the ships. And I don't think a container with missiles will float. You sink the ships. You remove the threat. And then you cancel the Biden show. We all know it's not Biden anymore. My gosh, he's got about five different doubles, and I don't know the name of this actual guy now, but, I mean, the picture, I have a collection, Jim, and I've added more to the collection. It's left side is the old guy, the original, the right side is the new guy, or the new woman, like Hillary. And I got about eight or nine or ten in my collection, and I just added two. Governor Newsom of California. That's a replacement. Wake up, people. I don't care if the new guy has a raspy voice, just like the original Gavin. Golly, do a little throat surgery and burn some of the vocal cords. And, you know, use some slaves as test sites. And yeah, you can get that process down. Okay, Gavin Newsom got replaced. I'm pretty sure so did Tom Cruise of Top Gun. Now, notice that they released Top Gun. It had a huge $100 million first weekend release. Okay, excellent. Wonderful. I want to see the movie. It's coming to a neighborhood theater near me. Yeah, fine, great. But just the fact that there's a movie doesn't mean that Tom Cruise is alive. It means he was alive when he made the movie. This movie's been sitting on the warehouse shelf for almost 2 years. 18 months, I hear. 20 months. Okay, so Gavin Newsom is a replacement. Tom Cruise, very likely a replacement. Michael Pompeo, former Secretary of State, he's a replacement. Anyone who believes he lost 80 pounds and looks great, you're a moron! Just for a little backup of that statement, I have a friend who's got facial recognition software. He said, Jim, send me the old and new on Pompeo. And he put it through his software and it came out as 57% match. That's not very high. If I've got a picture of me 4 months ago and me now, it'll show up as 97, 96, 98. It's always over 92 or 3 or 4. You get down below 70 and it's not a match, just a good double. This new Tom Cruise has a wider face. He has a different smile. He's got different front upper incisors. He's got a flatter forehead. He's got a different nose, and I think his eye color is a little bit off. Yeah, we're being taken for a ride. I don't believe Britney Spears is the original. I don't believe Miley Cyrus is the original. We're being taken for a ride, and I'm resentful. So what do we need to do to save the United States? Take bold action, do mass arrests, and do the emergency broadcast.
The Trudeau government just voted to continue to not allow the unvaccinated to fly. Your thoughts?
Get rid of Trudeau. Get rid of them! Why are you allowing your parliament to continue? Get rid of them! I know it's difficult, and you had the truckers. Yeah, do it again! They're making it illegal to have a demonstration in Ottawa, I heard. Okay, well, they pretty much declared a fascist dictatorship in a representative farce form of government. Get rid of Trudeau! You know, get your military to take some action, to grow a pair. Where are your military? In the United States, we've got special operations military taking action, but I don't think there are enough of them. And one of the generals said during the feud, the debate, the argument, we've got 50,000 special forces ready to arrest. Don't tell me we don't have enough.
Are you going to get your monkeypox shot?
I'm already part ape. I don't need that. Monkeypox is less dangerous as a health risk than Omicron, and Omicron was no risk. I mean, next they're going to have dog virus. Kill all the dogs. Anyone who owns a dog, you got to go to report for a vaccine. I mean, this is getting absurd. It shows you how far they've gone in their desperation.
Are we living in a great awakening?
I believe we're living in a great tribulation, and the awakening has really only begun. What percentage of all your friends, Jim, are aware that the vaccine is deadly? Just quickly, out of, say, 20 people, how many of the 20 know that the vaccine is deadly?
I have no idea what people know or don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, out of my crowd, it's not even half who are aware that it's deadly. So that's not an awakening. We're in the very beginning of the awakening, and to make it more complete, we need the emergency broadcast. They took over Mount Weather in early March, and now they have waited 3 months, almost 3 full months, 2.5 to 3 months. I was told by a good military source that Donald Trump convened his top generals last Wednesday, the 25th of May, for a meeting. And I believe it was to begin the next phase of restoring the republic. And I don't have any further details. I'd like to close with a rumored report that's bothersome. We might have a slow restoration of the republic, partly because it is possible, and I really don't know how likely, but it's possible that Donald Trump was murdered, assassinated. They've been going after him time after time. I heard even 6 and 8 months ago that the deep state had 25 attempts to kill him. And they killed one of his Secret Service guards. They killed a guard to his wife, Melania. They put bullets from a drone aircraft into Mar-a-Lago in Florida. And there are rumors that Donald Trump might have been shot. And there are other stories that he was revived. I didn't say that the reports did not say he recovered from gunshot wounds. They said he was revived with the help of ET technology. That was what one report said. The word revive, look it up, brought back from dead. I can't remember. There was a movie about 50 years ago. Michael Rennie. An old actor. He was a good actor. His heyday was the 50s and 60s and maybe a little bit in the 70s. He played an alien who came to the United States, and I think he talked to the United Nations, and he stopped electricity.
The day the Earth stood still. The day the Earth stood still is the movie.
Did I get it right? Michael Rennie?
I don't know the actor's name. I know the robot's name was Klaatu.
Yeah, Klaatu. Klaatu, yeah. They did a bad remake, with Keanu Reeves about 6 or 8 years ago.
Not as good.
I thought it was, pardon me?
Not as good as the original.
No, nowhere near as good, even though the original didn't have the technology. They had some really nice, features to the Keanu Reeves movie, but they chose, what's her name, Nancy Bates? Something Bates, a really lousy woman actor. She was the Secretary of Defense, a horrible casting decision. But that partly ruined. They also had John Cleese as the chief scientist, and they also had Will Smith's son as Jennifer Connelly's adopted son. Just a lot of weird, bad casting. Yeah. But they had some great technology in the movie regarding Klaatu, because Klaatu in this movie was much bigger. He was like four stories high, and he dissolved into this metal eating swarm of metallic insects. Very well done for that part. But anyway, in the original movie, they had the Earth stand still with no electricity for 24 hours. And Rennie said, Michael Rennie said, the principal actor, we're going to do something to capture the world's attention. And we might see that, but I don't know whether it's going to be the Davos dark side ET or the White Alliance and the good side, the white side, ET. There's a battle. This is hard for a lot of people to swallow, and I'm growing impatient with your stubbornness and your ignorance. But there are some good ETs that are working with the White Alliance and Trump, and they have lent technology, for instance. Not just reviving Trump after being shot. They've got technology to detect, say, a nuclear device with radioactive elements that's 5 miles underground, say, under Southern California, and would blow apart San Andreas Rift, the fault line. The ET has technology to detect devices that are deep underground, and we don't. You know, the dark side has got their own technology. And I'm not an expert on what their technology is, but I know some of it involves portals for passageways into other places, other solar systems. I don't know. But I'm tired of the normies and their incredible stubbornness and ignorance. They don't examine anything and they dismiss everything. They don't know anything and they pretend to be pretty darn smart. I once said to my father, for instance, you know, I'm having a cathartic experience regarding my father, who's been gone a year and a half now. I loved him dearly, no doubt. But I put him in a corner once. It was about 5 or 7 years ago. I said, Dad, did you spend more than 30 seconds or 2 minutes examining 9/11 for what really happened? Did you spend more than 2 minutes examining what Lehman Brothers, what John Kennedy's kill? 9/11 and the John Kennedy kill. Did you spend more than 2 minutes on either one? And he said, no, Jim, I really didn't have to. I just, read from the news. And I said, what if the people who own the news committed the crime? And he said, well, Jim, I'd rather not talk about this anymore. So there are a lot of people who don't examine anything, and yet they criticize those who study hard and to do extensive critical thinking, like me, like my colleagues. We're thinkers, and that really bothers the non-thinkers. We think. We ask questions, and they call us troublemakers for asking questions. We're told 2 and 2 is 5, the vaccine is good positive gene therapy, and we say, prove it. We're not seeing it, and they call us troublemakers and unpatriotic. I tell them, fuck you. Thanks for having me on the show, Jim.
Jim, where can people find out more about the Hat Trick Letter and how can they subscribe?
Well, it's on www.golden-jackass.com. In April, I had my 18-year anniversary, the longest job I've ever had. This is also one of the most difficult and stressful jobs. I've had stress in previous work situations, but not like this. Not like where I'm being attacked by dark occult forces, where I cannot see them coming. I wish I could get blessed by something, holy water, put on some glasses, and see the demons who are nearby. But I know how to shoo them away. Anyway, don't mean to get too weird on you. Golden-Jackass, the flagship product is the newsletter, the Hat Trick Letter. There's only one. It got posted. It was, for me, it was 4 a.m., so 6 a.m. Eastern time. I woke up at 4. I had to do my prostate thing with the men's room. And I looked at the email. Good. My website manager said it's just now posted. So that was 4 a.m. for me. That was the May newsletter. Yeah, I know. May 31st on its extended day. But that's just the nature of the beast now. There's so much going on that a lot of delays. I want to get that information in. I want to include that, but it's not done yet. So another delay, another day. Before you know it, I'm out of days, and it's the end of the month. But I've got a feature of consults, and it's going very well for 30, 60, and 90 minutes. I'm amazed at the common nature of many of the questions. And what it indicates is that people don't know what to do with, say, $50,000 or $100,000 lying around. They don't know what to do with it anymore. They don't see anything as safe anymore. And I got my recommendations. I agree that there's not much safe. I don't think a money market in a big bank is safe, because if they die of derivative failures, they're going to confiscate that money because it's junior to the derivatives. When you buy a money market account or a certificate or something, you enter money into an account, the entire account is considered a loan to the bank, and it's junior to the derivatives. I'm telling people, get out of the big banks. Anyway, it's the nature of some common elements to the questions. What it indicates is people are very worried. They don't know what's safe anymore. Anyway, so I got the newsletter, Jim, on the website. I got the consults. I've also got sponsor. I got that used a few days ago. But what I'm saying is someone donated over $1,000 to my cause. The sponsors for $1,000 and $2,000 and more. It's usually one or two, and they blow me away when they happen. Some guy hit the sponsor button 2 weeks ago and just knocked me on my ass with joy. I'm having a hard time with a number of different things. I'm being slowed down. I'm being harried. The occult dark forces are slowing me down. And there's a verb for that. It's called being harried, like, harry the name of a man. And when I get a big donation, especially on the sponsor button, it works in through regular revenue stream. PayPal through the donations is nice and all, but PayPal's changing their rules all the time. They're part of the system. PayPal's not the good guys anymore. Not anymore. Not sure they ever were. And just look at what happened with GoFundMe. GoFundMe is part of the dark side now. You got to go to what is it? Give, Send, Go? The Christian version of GoFundMe? Give, Send, Go? Something like that. I'd like to do a Give, Send, Go and see it packed with $1 million so I can offset the tremendous losses I've had from these horrible, horrible events in my life. I got seven dead people now. And it's kind of hard to deal with once in a while. I had a sweetheart almost commit suicide. That's how serious some of the things are that I'm dealing with. I got a number of people who are very kind and devoted people, devoted clients, and they're helping me out. Without them, I'd be gone. I've had 1,000 people donate toward my cause. That's a remarkable number. When I started that in July of 2019, I never would have guessed 1,000 people have helped me out. But it's like 100 a month, and it's really quite amazing. Maybe not quite 100 a month, 50 a month. So anyway, golden-jackass.com, and sign up for the newsletter, order a consult, become a sponsor, help me out. I'm doing some very serious work. I've got people tell me that they regard me as a truth merchant, and therefore I am a target by Satan. That's pretty deep.
Jim, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
My guest has been Jim Willey, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, online at golden-jackass.com. I'm Jim Goddard.
Comments made on goldradio.fm are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at howstreet.com, talkdigitalnetwork.com. GoldRadio.fm is a production of How Street Media Incorporated. Executive producer is Tom Allen.